whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting in our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, with Bill Quirk, the manager, or manager. I demoted you, Billy.
That's okay.
The owner of Seaside Pharmacy.
I'm working with all women, so I don't really have much of a say anyway during the day. So
you've been demoted several times, yes. Right, in your history.
Yes.
Well, the Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly, Dunn's Corner area, is a landmark, certainly, of a lot of people down in the Westerly and the South County area. Services all of that. From people come from Connecticut as well as Southern Rhode Island over to Seaside Pharmacy and have been doing so for quite a few years. You've been on the show before, but let's bring everybody up to date and first off say exactly where you're located and so they know how to find you.
Yeah, we're at Dunn's Corners in Westerly, right next to Applebee's, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts in our plaza also. And we're going this November. We'll be starting our 8th year. I can't believe how fast time's gone by. 8 years is
eight years. It does go by fast.
Very fast. And when you're enjoying yourself too, and
when you enjoy
what you're doing.
Well, you already said you work with all women, so how could you go wrong? There you go. You have a good time,
and yep.
Everybody keeps you on your toes.
Very competent staff.
Right.
Very confident.
It's always a pleasure when you're doing a job that you enjoy, and I know you enjoy running the pharmacy and have, as you said, for 8 years. The pharmacy business is probably one of the few businesses during the pandemic that I would guess, and I don't know this, but you're going to tell me, I'm sure, that has been able to sustain somewhat of regular employment for people. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, that is. It has been tough for us also because the patient will come in and pick their prescription up, and we rely on the tourists in the summer also to sell a lot of souvenirs, sweatshirts, and just little trinkets. And that the front end business has been a little bit slow this particular summer.
But as far as the people coming in, and I'm sure, again, I hadn't thought of that, people might come in and just pick up exactly what they need and get out as quick as they can.
Yeah, people there's no lingering anymore. People used to shop. That's kind of gone away.
Absolutely. I can remember going to my corner drugstore when I was a kid, and I would walk up and down every aisle, whether I needed to or not.
Right. See if there's anything, toy or whatever, some candy.
Yeah. I got to have that. Or go over to the magazine section and hang around there and see if I could sneak a peek at the magazines I wasn't supposed to be looking at. Those days are probably gone, I guess.
Yeah.
But let's get to the pharmacy and the pandemic aspect of what's going on. How about your hours? Has that changed at all?
No, our hours are the same. We're during the week, Monday through Friday, we're open 8 to 7. Saturdays, we're open 9 to 5. And Sundays, we're open 9 to 1. We're also doing COVID testing Monday through Friday from 9 to 2, and you have to register at a website, and the website is doineedacovid19test.com. It's free, and any age, and you can do it as many times as you want. And there's roughly a 2 to 4 day turnaround. And it's done by Quest Labs out in California. Very reliable test. It's an RNA test. And if you test positive, you are positive.
What now? Okay, back me up a little bit. As not an expert, RNA test?
Yeah, meaning? It's like DNA. It's testing the specific COVID is okay. There.
All right. So that's a step up from the some of the drive-throughs that they have.
Yeah, the quick test is not as reliable. If you do test positive, they'll give you another quick test this to make sure you are positive.
Okay. I think we have to repeat that again. That's the longest website I've ever heard of in my life.
I know. So it's easy to remember, though.
It is. Go ahead one more time.
Do I need a COVID-19 test.com? Very simple procedure. Just your email, your name, your address, and then you're notified through your email. Or you can also re-log in, and there's also a result button that you can press.
So an appointment is made for you, is that correct? Or
you make it yourself on that website.
On the website, so you don't have to wait for them to say, okay, you can come in a week from Tuesday.
No, no, you just pick a time. Okay. And honestly, you could pick Monday at 1 o'clock and come in at 10 in the morning. You don't have to come in on that specific time.
Okay, so this is something that happens right there in the pharmacy by
you drive around the back of the building.
Okay.
You stay in your car. You keep your windows rolled up because we don't want to go near you.
Okay.
And you perform we give you the test and you administer yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a whole different
it's very very simple procedure. It's a swab that you put up both nostrils and then you put it in a vial. It's a very simple procedure.
Okay, and then that gets sent
FedExed at 2 o'clock every day to California, and within two to four days you will have a result.
So now they FedEx it themselves.
We FedEx it.
So they take they do the swab thing, and then they put it in a vial and then bring it back to your drive-through.
Oh, they beep their horn. We go out with a FedEx bag and pick it up.
Okay.
From them.
Okay. Wow. Things are different.
Yes.
Things are different. Okay, but that's great to know because a lot of people presume, like I did, that testing is something that happens, you know, one spot in Providence and one spot in Newport and one spot in Westerly, you know, but they can go right to your pharmacy, get a test, and they can know for sure which end of the spectrum they're on. Now, we talked about where you're located, we talked about the hours, and we gave that long website, which is easy to remember. Is there a website with information or hours and so forth if they're interested to find out about the pharmacy?
Oh, yeah. It's just seasidewesterly.com.
Seasidewesterly.com, and that'll give you hours, and I'm sure there's some information there about type of merchandise and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And type of merchandise is a typical pharmacy, except that in normal circumstances you have a lot of touristy type things. One of the things I do want to talk about today is that since the touristy type things are not, you know, as hot a ticket as they used to be because there weren't as many tourists, mm-hmm. or if they were, they were staying in their cottages or whatever, not coming out so much. Does that lead you to thinking that things are going to change as far as a product you carry in the store, or you just think it's going to come back to where it was eventually?
Oh, we'll eventually be back. So, yeah, this is hopefully short term.
Okay.
You know, if we get a vaccine or... Mm-hmm. They're definitely going to have a cure for it.
Right.
So, usually things like this kind of morph out of existence also. So that might be that'll happen.
Yeah. And you know, people understand that when you say relatively short term, you're not talking about next week, but you are talking about, you know, in a few months from now, we should start
right.
to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
I think once we get past this winter.
Right.
We'll have a better grip on what's going to happen.
So St. Patrick's Day might be a great celebration.
We're hoping.
Because last year was kind of like
it
the last
year. Terrible, hurrah. Yeah.
All right. One of the things also that you mentioned to me before we started this morning is the fact that there vaccine flu shots are very important this time of year. So I want to get into a little bit about that. Flu shots and COVID-19 have nothing to do with each other, right?
Correct.
That's something I learned this morning.
Yeah, it's a different, totally different virus.
Okay. I knew they were different viruses, but when you hear a flu shot and you hear the, you know, you think that, well, I must be protected now, but not, you are from the flu, and that's it.
Right. Flu is very, very lethal to the elderly, so it's very important that everybody gets a flu shot, because you don't want to, same thing, but you don't want to bring the flu to your grandmother's house. So it's kind of like the herd mentality. If more people do get the flu vaccine, hopefully the flu season won't be as severe as it has been in the past. But the deaths from the flu, you know, can reach almost 100,000 just in and of itself.
So it's a whole different, whole different category.
Yeah.
All right. So make sure you get your flu shot, and obviously that's something that you offer at Seaside Pharmacy.
Yeah, we offer it. You don't need an appointment. You can just walk in any time that we're open. And we're expecting our delivery on Tuesday, coming Tuesday.
So don't go tomorrow. Don't go Sunday.
No.
But Tuesday, hopefully.
Tuesday the 22nd.
Okay.
First day of fall.
All right, there you go. First day of fall that's a great reminder. First day of fall, time to get the flu shot. Go to Seaside Pharmacy, and that's the way to do it. All right, we're going to take a short break at this point. We have a lot more things to talk about, and come and find out all the things you want to know about Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly. Company Break is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano, your host, and having a pleasant morning sitting with Billy Quirk from Seaside Pharmacy in Westerly, the Dunn's Corner of Westerly, to be specific, and a business that's been around for about 8 years, but like a lot of businesses, this year has been challenging and different, and over the past 6 or 7 months, as we proceed through the pandemic, the pharmacy is one of those places you want to keep at the top of your mind. There are so many things that people have changed their lives so much in the last 6 months that sometimes people forget things. And, you know, there's everyday occurrences that should continue to go on. And everybody's worried about the pandemic and COVID-19. But, you know, in the meantime, there's things like you mentioned during the break, shingles, for example.
Yep. Shingrix is something that everybody should. It's a 2-shot series. After the first dose, you wait 2 to 6 months to get the same vaccine. It's a 2-shot series, and it's very, very important to get that done too. Same with a lot of people forget. There's also 2 pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 13 and pneumococcal 23, and that's a very important vaccine to also get. And a lot of pharmacists will give that vaccine, the pneumonia vaccine, with the flu shot, and a lot of times the insurance company will prompt us in the computer that, you know, you haven't had that particular vaccine, and are you interested in getting it?
So all of these are shots?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And is there a limit to, like, say, like, let's say I need 3 different things. Can I do that all at once?
Yes, you can do that all at once.
Okay. So it isn't a matter of, like, oh, I got to go this week for this, and then I got to wait a week and go
no,
next week.
No. It's better that you do them all at once for your immune system.
And it's better because it
you get a better response.
Oh, all right. All right. Now, also during the break, we just happened to mention, I was remembering back to when I was a kid, I mentioned polio, and that's something that we think of as a distant memory, but like a lot of things, it's not necessarily a distant memory. There's still cases around the world that are coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's, I think there was a, it, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure I saw something very, very small in Africa.
Right.
But it's very important that you get your children vaccinated too, to keep these smallpox, whatever. Oh gosh, oh, measles, you know, just the herd, the more people that do get a vaccine, there's less chance of the people that don't get the vaccine from acquiring that particular disease.
And even things as simple as a tetanus shot. I remember when I was a kid, you know, you're running around barefoot, you step on a piece of glass or a rusty nail or whatever.
It's a good idea to check your medical history. And a tetanus shot, it's a good thing to get every eight to 10 years is a good idea to make sure you have that.
That's something for a lot of people that, again, they're not thinking that way right now. They're thinking about, you know, the pandemic or what's involved.
The pandemic's kind of taken over our lives.
Right. And in the meantime, we forget about the everyday things that we're doing, and then we just stopped.
We've been very lucky in Kent County, too. We've had very, very few cases. It's extremely lucky.
Well, I think that, there's certainly people that are listening to this program are a much higher degree of intelligence. and they know to take the proper precautions, and certainly people like yourself at Seaside Pharmacy are helping, spreading the word and making sure that everybody knows what they need, when they need it. And if you have any questions, you can certainly stop in and ask or call.
Yeah, definitely. You know, questions are great. You know, we don't have any, there's not a bad question you could ask.
Right. It's a matter of being able to survive and also protection, not only for yourself but for your family and your friends. You mentioned earlier that you don't want to, you know, bring something back to a person that's older, an elderly person, mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, you don't want to bring something, and you may not be affected personally, but all of a sudden you've given it to your grandmother, as you use that example. Mm-hmm. That's a tough situation. You know, one of the things that a lot of people see and have been doing during the pandemic is watching a lot of television. And I know that in watching a lot of television, it seems there are some portions of the day when you can go through, if you're watching the nightly news or whatever, and see 25 different drug commercials that are all advertising different drugs, and you got to do this, that. That's a relatively, I don't want to say a new phenomenon, but certainly in the last couple of years, that's really become much more prevalent where the drug companies are advertising their particular wares, right?
It used to be, I'm pretty sure this is relatively new. I'm pretty sure they could not advertise in the past.
So all of a sudden, it's like every other commercial is.
And I would say 90% of the people have no idea what they're advertising.
I think that's true. I can remember some of the ads that I see, but I don't know what they're for.
And they mention the disease, and you don't know what it is.
Right. Right. I don't think I have that. I remember Alka-Seltzer commercials. That was pretty clear. Yeah. can people, if they have something that is in one of those commercials, is that, are there generic drugs sometimes?
No, not at all. No,
not at all.
I'm pretty sure that once a company submits, like in an investigational drug, they have a exclusivity of maybe 18 years.
Wow.
So they want to get it to market as fast as they can.
Okay. So there is no, like, I won't buy Bayer aspirin. I'll buy the X brand aspirin and think you're saving money.
Oh, no, the generics are great, but any of the new things you see on TV, there's absolutely no generic for.
Okay.
And a lot of those are biologicals and they're injections.
Yeah. And so
like Enbrel, you know, they use that for arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And there's not another one. That's the one you get, right? I mean, that's
pretty much. Yeah. There might be a copycat brand. Mm-hmm. You know.
All right, because that's one of the things that I know I've had conversation with other people about is all these advertisements and what, you know, do we really need this and do I really need that? And once again, if you have questions, you should be able to go to one of the people at Seaside and get some answers. And I pretty much can guarantee you if You don't have the answer, or one of your staff doesn't. We'll get it for him.
We'll get the answer.
You'll get the answer. Yeah. I there's a confidence in your eye about that, that if it's a matter of a medical problem or you have any kind of questions about what shots you need, all of that information is available right at Seaside. So let's see. We've pretty much covered the flu shot that everybody should be getting. The big thing, the big news, that as far as I'm concerned, is that they can get tested just by driving up to your facility. They don't have to go to Providence. They don't have to go to a big city or a large area.
Yeah, right. Just register at doineedacovid19test.com. Pick a date and time. And it's a very quick test. I don't think it takes like 5 minutes to perform the test. It's just a swab up each nostril and then very, very quick.
And the process is you go to the website, you pick a time, and then you drive behind Seaside Pharmacy.
Yep.
And go to the drive-up window.
Yep. Give us a call or, beep your horn,
Okay. Someone will come to the window and give you the test. Now, do you know that they're coming?
Yeah. In other words, we have a schedule. We get a schedule from Quest Labs.
Oh, okay.
And we know that we don't know who's coming because of HIPAA, but we know that we have a date and time and when people are coming.
All right. So then they give you this package. You move aside, do the test yourself.
Yeah, and we FedEx it at 2 o'clock every day.
And then you have results in 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days.
Yep. 2 to 3 days. That's excellent. And that's good, particularly for people that, a lot of people talk about quarantining and crossing state lines. And,
right.
And you're in an area where crossing state line could be, for some people, 50 feet.
Yeah, it's very strange. I think we can drive into Connecticut, but we can't stay overnight.
Okay. So it's so it's a matter of, since the westerly area is so tied in with Pawcatuck, for example, literally you drive over a bridge and, you go to this store and it's in one state and the store next door is in another state almost. Mm-hmm. So that hasn't caused too many problems, though, as far as people coming from Connecticut to Rhode Island are not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are listening in Connecticut can certainly still go to you and get the test, or is that something?
Oh yeah, anybody can get the test. So if you're coming in from Massachusetts and you don't want to quarantine for 2 weeks, within 3 or 4 days you'll have a result and that you don't have the virus and you don't have to quarantine for that 2 week period.
So once you get that test, that tells you that you're safe to be out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some kind of certificate or proof that they get, or how does that work?
They get notified through an email.
Okay.
Or you can go to the registration site, and there's a tab for a result tab.
Okay. So we can have people from other states come in. It's not done by state. It's not exclusive to Rhode Islanders.
It's a federal grant.
You can do
it as many times as you want. And there's no age limit.
And it's free.
And it's free.
That's one of the
absolutely free.
One of the few things you can do as many times as you want, and it's free.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the recommendation is, if you have, what would you say? Should everybody get the test? Do you wait till you have some kind of symptoms to get the test, or
you don't have to have symptoms? That's what's good about this test. Anybody who feels they have a need to know, or even if you don't feel, 100% healthy, you can definitely get the test. There's no restrictions on who can have it and who can't have it. So it's
do you have situations where people come in and say, "Oh, I think I've got it."
And they definitely stay in their car with their window up, and we don't go near them.
Okay.
We have the gloves and the masks on and protective gear.
It's a tough situation. I mean, have you had anyone come into the store and say that?
Get out of the store. We have big signs on the front window. If you don't feel well, call us. We'll bring your prescription out to your car.
Yeah. And there's, I'm sure, a lot of people that are just, you know, I don't know what it's supposed to feel like, and I've got a runny nose, I must have it. And they have a runny nose, and it goes away.
Most of the time they don't, They have an allergy or...
Right.
You know.
And that's another tough thing at this time of year.
Yeah, ragweed, allergies, it's...
Right.
You know.
And, but you can help that too, right?
Yes, we have plenty of inexpensive products.
There's products for that.
Less expensive than the big boxes.
I think that's something we didn't talk much about today, but that's something we have talked about in the past when you've been able to be a guest on the show before, is the fact that Seaside Pharmacy is locally owned, obviously by you, and it's not part of the big box stores. However, your pricing, because of the situation you're in with a cooperative, is that the right term?
Correct. Yep. I think there's 4,500 stores now. It's a gigantic buying group, and we buy volume just like CVS and everybody else. We get this same great, wholesale price. And please support your local businesses if you can, more than you have in the past, because this can't continue to go on, and we're losing a lot. We're losing businesses every day. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. It's tough to drive down the street and see particularly things like restaurants and every business.
Yes, but, and most of the restaurants have outdoor dining. And I went to a restaurant last night, the Haversham, everything's spread out. Mm-hmm. Even if you go inside, the tables are spread out. There's very, very little contact with other individuals that might be in the restaurant.
And it's safe if you follow the proper precautions.
It's very safe.
And I think that's important to let everybody know. Follow the normal precautions and don't be silly. Take the precautions yourself, and you'll protect not only yourself and your family, but all the others, and we can get an end and put an end in sight. I want to thank you for coming in today and explaining this, but let's leave them with the fact that they need to be tested. They need to get the shot, the flu shot.
Flu shot's very important this year, very important. And we do have plenty of it. We're not going to run out. There's two different flu shots. There's an elderly higher dose flu shot, and last year that only had three viruses in it. This year it does. They call it quadrivalent. It has four, so both the regular flu shot and the adult high dose flu shot both have four different flu vaccines in them.
Wow. Okay. So I would fall into the elderly category probably.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Really, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much and have a great weekend.
All right, everyone. See you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.